For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome back in the saddle. We're back in the All Things Comedy Dojo. Super excited. Quite possibly the greatest week ever of sports. It's going to be huge. We got more stuff going on, so we had to call in some heavy hitters. Obviously, joining us from Indiana, deep, deep in the lesbian bosom, Jason Tebow, everybody.
Consider it sucked.
Okay. And then also join us, El Stato Nino, Frank, everybody.
Yay. Yay.
Frank C. Comedy is his Twitter handle. And since it is fight week, we brought in my fight doctor. I know there's already something called the fight doctor, but he's my fight doctor. I go to him for all my boxing needs and UFC discussions. Please welcome my good friend, Daryl Amatre, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Big birthday, boy.
Fight nurse.
Thank you.
The fight nurse?
Let's call him the fight nurse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the fight nurse, everybody.
All right. I'm happy to be here.
Good to be here. Thanks for coming on Punch Drunk. A lot of great things going on. First of all, let's give our shout-outs to our friend we just re-upped. We're going to be re-upping with our good friends from BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs, especially for this week. Go use Punch Drunk promo code. Get $10 betting cash. That's BetDSI. Excited to be working with them some more. Caveman Coffee, go to the website. Go to their website, cavemancoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports. 10% off all your coffee. Bam! And Amazon.
I just spilled some Caveman Coffee right now. I just spilled Caveman Coffee.
How is that Caveman Coffee hurt a little more because it's so much better?
I just spilled it, so let's hope it evaporates quick.
Hopefully your dogs will come over and lick it and just go fucking tweaking crazy.
They will.
And then also go to All Things Comedy. Hey, man, we have a bunch of new writers on the website. It's starting to kick a little ass. If you like the show, go to the show. Check it out. Go to the website. Support us. And if you want to write and you can actually write, you're actually a writer. Hit us up. If we can get covered on there, the better. We need some people to do our like a porn critic on the website. Newest porn critic.
I can't volunteer for that.
Okay, but you were thinking about it for a brief second.
Oh, I totally wanted
to. I like it. So much to get into, NBA playoffs.
I would like an illiterate correspondent.
An illiterate what?
Can we get John?
Just a guy who does faces?
I would
faces?
Like an illiterate correspondent. Just no punctuation, terrible spelling, just no one to make sense of your article.
That's great.
I would be down to get an illiterate correspondent.
Hey, your reception's weird.
I mean, I got all the bars in the world, kid.
Do you think it's us on our side?
Judging on our
Frank,
track
get off
record.
Your computer for 2 seconds. Get off your computer.
Yep.
Could it be my phone?
No, it can't be your phone.
Nah, it won't be your phone.
So what do you guys want to get into first? There's so much talk about NBA playoffs. I feel like the NBA playoffs would normally be the number one thing to talk about.
Your team's the Clippers, right?
My team's the Clippers. I feel like it would be the number one thing to talk about. But we get into Pacquiao, and I think Pacquiao versus Mayweather would be the new number one thing to talk about. But then there's also John Jones. So I don't know what you guys want to get into.
Maybe we should save
John Jones?
You want to save Mayweather for the end or no?
Okay, we'll save Mayweather.
Whatever. Really makes no difference. I mean, the John Jones thing is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
What a dumb fuck.
Yeah.
He goes back to pick up all of his cash, but he doesn't grab the weed?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just
his priorities.
So. Yeah, right. I would rather grab the weed. Well, we don't know how much cash it was.
Right.
Get both of them!
What?
Well, if you can only grab one.
Well, you only got time to grab one.
Knowing me,
my ass, dude. It's a pipe. It was just a pipe of weed.
So if you grab the cash, you can buy more weed.
Pipe.
Yeah, exactly. You know what would be really funny, though, if someone took that commercial that he just did of him running? Do you remember that commercial he did for Reebok where he's just running?
Yeah. If they jumping over a fence?
Yeah, and they threw that in,
too.
Oh,
that's funny. I like that.
If anybody who's listening to the show, if you could make that video, we'll put it up on our YouTube page, of John Jones running from the cop, and this is his Reebok commercial. That's funny.
What was the whole story? He was just...
Late night, gets in a car crash.
No, it's in the morning after a late night.
Yeah.
It was in the morning.
Yeah.
Early morning.
Well, what would you say? Is that still considered night if you're partying till 8 in the morning?
To a coke addict.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's all relative.
Yeah. I consider that still night. I consider until I lay my head down to go to sleep, that's still the... Like, it could be like 11 a.m. on Saturday. Unless I've gone to sleep, it's still Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my opinion.
But you got to think like that, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So he's.
I've had a couple Wednesdays I thought were still Mondays.
That's hilarious. Oh, and by the way, his fight is close. 187's in May, which is only a couple weeks away.
It's the end of May, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your computer off?
Let me.
I think it's like three. I think it's like 3 or 4 weeks away. Yeah. I think it's like 4 weeks away. I think it's 4 weeks from this weekend.
I mean, dude, to be partying that much, when you got a serious contender.
But that's what happened last fight, right? He got nailed like a month before the fight, right?
You know, it's easy for me to say, hey, dude, you got to focus. You got a month out of your fight. But, I mean, again, he's 27. In the prime, he's physically at his prime.
Right.
And I'm sure he's just got chicks all over him all the time.
Right.
I'm sure it's hard, but that's why you're the champ. You have the discipline to go and do that. I mean, what kind of trouble can you be getting in Albuquerque?
Ooh, May 23rd.
There's nothing to do there. That's the problem.
Except for crystal meth, apparently, from Breaking Bad. But it's like...
It's like, have some professionalism. This is the difference between Tom Brady, who I'm sure is no stranger to pot, and Jamarcus Russell.
Yep, I totally agree with that. Oh, we didn't even mention the draft's happening Thursday. This may be the greatest
I'm going
week
Friday,
ever.
I'm going Friday and Saturday. I'm going both days.
Now,
or two of the 3 days.
Now, a pregnant woman, which is could be the worst. What's worse than hitting a pregnant woman? On a list of like...
Getting a woman pregnant. Getting a woman pregnant.
Yeah. Okay. But in terms of getting in a car crash and the other person in the other car is, what is worse than pregnant woman?
Baby driving a car.
A baby.
16-year-old college full ride student scholarship, whatever.
Oh, so you're saying, I think hitting a pregnant
car
woman.
Bus full of Down pregnant, syndrome I mean, kids.
Yeah, that could do it.
Nah, I mean, pregnant woman's bad, but like a kid with like a full ride that like has the cure for cancer in his like backpack.
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. What's worse than hitting a pregnant woman with your car?
No, what'd you say? Sorry. What was that?
John Jones hit a pregnant woman with his car. She's in the jail.
Oh, okay.
What's worse?
I thought you said with his cock. No. I have no idea, honestly. I have no idea what's going on with John Jones. He's making it hard to be a fan, that's for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know.
Do you think
about a white cop shooting a black pregnant woman?
Oh, that is pretty bad.
I mean, shooting her with cum.
No, that would actually bring people together. If we have more half white, half black kids, less people fighting. you know, we should get more half black, half white cops that could talk to both communities.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's probably going to be. Cops, it's going to be happening. I mean,
all cops just need to be, you know, minorities.
Yeah. Well, I think if you have a high ethnic group. Percentage of ethnics in that area, it should reflect that.
Oh, yeah,
group.
Absolutely. That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. I'll solve that problem altogether. Every cop should be black. There should be no white police anywhere in the United States of America.
Right.
Yeah, but your notion is if they're black, they won't cause... I mean, come on, dude.
No, then they can't blame white people for being racist.
Oh, that's true. Cops should be educated athletes, like NBA style.
Why? So they could chase people down? Okay. Hey, dude, you called into Punch Drunk Sports. What do you want to talk? We're talking UFC. What do you want to talk about?
Actually, that's exactly what I was going to ask about. I just wanted to ask you guys, you know, Kenny Florian on, I think it was UFC Tonight, he mentioned that he thinks that John Jones should be stripped of the title. What do you guys think about that?
Agree.
That's a great question. Thanks for calling in.
Which
we
title? The biggest
that.
Douchebag? Or
Keep
that title.
Agreed.
Hold on. I want that. Okay.
No brainer.
Dude, that's a great question. Should he get stripped of his belt? I mean, because this is not the first, not the second, but the third situation with him. And, you know, listen, it doesn't mean he can't fight. Nobody's saying he's fighting. He can't fight. Right. He just can't be the champ anymore. And I'm John Jones for life, 607. So it's very hard for me to say this. But it might be in that kid's best interest, if you care about him, to strip him of that belt.
No brainer.
Let him know that. Look how nice the picture looks right now. Let him know that there are consequences for your actions.
Yeah.
No brainer.
Yeah.
I think he should.
He might straighten out after that.
Yeah, and you know, you could still be like, "Hey, man, we'll have you fight for the championship, but you have to like show us that you got your head on straight."
He gets a year suspension. What happened with Nate Diaz when he tested positive for the second or third time? He got suspended for a year from the UFC.
So it's so clear. Like it all depends on how much you.
That's the story of anything.
Yeah,
dude.
How much money you generate?
Look at a comedy club that says you have to work clean.
Right.
How many times do they let like someone like Daniel Tosh go in there and just do whatever the fuck he wants?
Right.
It's just the way it is. It's like the amount of business you bring determines the amount of discipline you get.
Right.
And we've seen that time and time again through every major sport. But to me, take his belt. And here's the thing that bothers me. And tell me what you guys think about this. I don't want Rumble Johnson to be punished for what stupid fucking mistakes John Jones keeps making. So make Johnson and Cormier fight for a vacant title, suspend Jones for a year.
Ooh, that's what they've been
like
talking about, a Cormier versus Johnson fight. Now,
yep.
He's supposed to fight,
love to see that fight
Ryan Bader at a fight night coming up. But I say pull him off that and see if he go, "Hey, dude, do you want to do this? You got a month to train for this guy." I think Cormier would take that.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Because what's
that.
Johnson bringing to you? Just striking, right? He's not really a guy you got to worry about taking you down.
Yeah, he'll just...
I mean, some pretty dynamic striking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
right,
not just
but,
striking.
I mean, it's just like, you just got to prepare for a boxer. A really hardcore punching
boxer. And
Cormier's
boxer. Run through heavyweights, so he should be able to take a couple punches from
him. I mean, that would be a really exciting fight, too.
I think it if would. The UFC had any balls, they would do it. I understand that it's a huge... You know, that was supposed to be the beginning of their pay-per-views where they're like, "Look how great these pay-per-views are."
It still can be.
Yeah.
Replace him with Cormier, and you still got a fucking lights-out card. And you also send a message to everybody that's like, "Hey, man, if you're a big breadwinner for our corporation, it doesn't give you carte blanche to be a complete fucking social misfit."
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just think it's going to be so funny that in literally like 5 to 10 years – we're going to look back and laugh at someone got suspended for weed.
Yeah.
Sure, but you know what? That's the case today.
I think it's
about
the hit and run more than anything. Now
but like you said, it's compounded. I mean, it's all these other things he's done already.
Yeah. Well, the other ones are things that probably will never change. You know, one was DUI. Obviously, I don't think that will ever be, like, cool.
Right.
And then...
So is this.
Cocaine.
But he's a
which I think should be as legal as anything else. That's just my
opinion. Of course you do.
Well, I just don't think people should go to jail for drugs. That's just my opinion. I think we should start building, like treatment centers. Have these people who are building these privatized prisons build privatized treatment centers that the government pays for people to get better. And trust me, you'll have tons of people going in there. Those, especially with heroin. I just don't think someone should be going to jail.
So just the dealer should go to prison, right?
I don't even... Yeah. Dude, you won't have to worry about the dealers. If you make it legal, then businesses will start making money off it.
What about kids getting a hold of the drugs?
Well, the kids can get a hold of anything right now. You know, the whole thing with steroids right now, I was listening to 710 ESPN, and they're like, "Well, if you start legalizing steroids, these kids are going to be seeing what these guys are doing." Dude, the kids are fucked, okay? They're beyond it. We are beyond that, okay? Steroids aren't going to ruin the kids. The porn on the phone, the prescription medication that these kids are already on by legalized drug dealers, it's way worse, man. The steroids aren't going to ruin anybody, man. Anything, you know, it's like, "Oh, you're going to do steroids, you're going to ruin your..." It's not even like that. The kids, I mean, dude, do you ever watch MTV? You really care about the kids? You should shut down MTV. Have you ever watched the music awards there?
No, 16 and pregnant.
I mean, dude, these girls are just going ass to ass in the middle of the stage, and everyone's like, yay! That's way worse than anything. Dude, it doesn't matter. Just because we got to worry about kids, adults shouldn't be able to do stuff. I just find that just ridiculous, man. And then we just create this thing. Like, there used to be a rule in Nevada. You get caught with drugs, you do life. There are people in Nevada doing life for marijuana.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
That's insane. Yeah.
And then we thought, oh, okay, that's meant to deter people from doing drugs. Then you start realizing, oh, it's these privatized prisons that are being built by people who are investing in prisons. Now they're trying to find ways to keep people there.
$1 billion industry.
Right? I mean, dude, it's the number one thing to invest in. It's the number one thing to invest in because it's just growing. And that's why people are freaking out when you stop drug legalization.
And you look at the three strikes rule. I mean, it sounded great at the time.
And we're like, yeah, this guy keeps pulling it. These keep committing felonies. Put him away. And then you realize, oh, privatized prisons. Another way to keep somebody there for life. And the guy goes to life for stealing a bike.
Right.
The judge's like, I can't do anything. Why would you take that out of the judge's hands? Because you want to have people in prisons.
Or some cunt woman calls the cops because I taught her a valuable lesson. Next thing you know, I'm in jail.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Man, dude, did you get the extra caffeinated coffee today? You are crystal meth angry today. That's fucking great.
But getting back to John Jones, but you do have to. The UFC has to treat him like a parent treats a child that's just out of control. And if you don't,
you have to show some
discipline.
That you
him,
care about
you create
this guy.
A monster. And like Jason said, more monsters in the future.
Yeah, and you just can't let him get. I mean, like, dude, this is the worst part. Because what do you always say? At least nobody got hurt. Somebody got hurt.
Right.
Yeah, and then it's, you know, and each incident gets a little bit worse and a little bit worse. And, you know, if he has half a brain in his head, he gets in that car accident, he takes his weed pipe, chucks it out the fucking window, and the cops show up and it's just a fucking car accident.
Yeah.
But instead, he takes off running like a crazy person, climbs a fence, reclimbs the fence, comes back, grabs a giant sack of cash with a dollar sign on it like some Tex Avery cartoon. Yeah. And leaves his drugs in the car. Now you're fucked, idiot.
Yeah. Well, I know that he hid, so whatever drugs were in his system would get out. But you know what's really crazy? You know what his bail was?
But it takes weed. It takes weed like 2 weeks, 3 weeks or something to get out of your system.
Even you know then, he can still do a blood test.
Do you know what his bail was?
What?
$2,500.
Well, wow. So that means it was actually... $25,000, you have to pay 10% of your bail to get out.
Right.
But that's not a lot.
No.
I mean, really, all he did was a kind of like a fender bender hit and run where somebody was injured.
Pregnant woman.
But, yeah.
I think a hit and run. White, you know, pregnant woman.
But I think a hit and run should be a felony, don't you? I mean, why should you be able to just...
Dude, if she has a natural abortion, she should send him a thank you card.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I would tell you that, I mean, like, I think maybe your first one. It depends. You know, it's like it depends.
What if you kill somebody? I mean, how do you know they didn't die?
Then it becomes a totally different thing.
And then it's man's vehicular.
I don't know. I just don't. I think we should deter people from being able to from just taking off.
I have a real weird thing from just throwing felonies on shit. That's just my opinion. Like now, they're it's so funny. I was just thinking about driving in. Hold on. That people they want to make resisting arrest from the cops a felony. I'm like, why do you? No, man. Every instance isn't clear cut. We see instances of killer cops. And if I got to run, I'm going to run. You can't make it.
Or somebody's laying on their stomach and they're getting elbowed in the back of the head while the cops are yelling, stop resisting.
Yeah.
It's like I can't even move my arms to put them on my back because you're standing on me.
And cops, I just, you know, my grandfather was a cop and I'm a pro cop guy. But, I mean, we've seen instances that they're lying.
Right.
I'm a pro good cop guy. I'm a very big pro good cop guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
When they're beating the shit out of you and they say stop resisting, like Jason's saying, they're really saying stop breathing. Please stop breathing.
Fuck your breathing. What'd you want to say, Frank?
What was I going to say? I forgot.
Okay, that's great. We got to realize Frank is a weed smoker, so whenever he's got an idea, we got to go to it quickly before it gets lost in the ether.
Yeah, I got right.
I mean, there were some UFC fights this weekend. I didn't watch them. I don't know anybody who watched them. And I feel bad for, you know,
Demetrius Johnson.
I feel really bad for him because he is a good fighter, and that
and he always gets thrown on shitty cards too.
Right.
Well, because he has a belt, but it's like I don't know if he alone can carry. Obviously, he can't.
Just put him in with Ronda.
Well, he was supposed to be with another card. Somebody was supposed to be. T.J. Dillashaw and Barrero going at it, yeah. And then Dillashaw like cracked his rib,
right.
And he couldn't fight. So
how
that
about
was him.
Him fighting Ronda. What do you think wins?
Who, Mighty Mouse?
Yeah.
What is he? What's his?
He's
weight?
Like 125,
and
right?
She'd be 135.
Yeah,
he beat her fucking ass.
I would
That's
like
I
to
think.
See that.
Right? Somebody like told me they thought it would be like, you know, they couldn't decide who would win.
It all depends on if she could hold
that
get
fight,
him down.
Yeah.
That fight to me would be just another black guy teaching a white bitch a lesson.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He's like that one. Uncalled for, dude. We here at Punch Drunk did not support that. Who's this evil Tebow that's come on the show?
It's Caveman Coffee, bro. You want to punch a bitch in the face? CavemanCoffee.com.
Is that that dark roast?
A dark roast. You know, it was good fun. I mean, like, I heard that
Rampage?
The count versus...
Oh, wait, Rampage fought on that card?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened? I didn't even read about
it. Rampage won on a unanimous decision.
And I guess they fought that guy from Brazil, Fabio something, and he reminded him of the episode of The Simpsons where Homer Simpson is fighting homeless guys and he could just absorb a ton of punishment.
I think I can pull up the recap right now if you want.
Yeah, pull up the recap. Bill, who did he fight? Bisping fought...
Fabio Maldonado?
Yeah, Fabio Maldonado. They said he's just like... He looks scared from the start.
Rampage Jackson.
Rampage, they gave him a catch weight of 215 because of the whole thing.
And Rampage won?
Well, let's see if we can take... Tebow, can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Hey, you're on Punch Drunk Sports. Eddie Ift, welcome to the show. Eddie? Eddie? Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on my podcast. Punch Drunk Sports.
I know nothing about sports, though.
That's all right. What are you calling about?
Do you have Steve Randolph there?
No, Steve Randolph. Okay. Hey, let me call you back in 2 hours.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was a very... Welcome. That was Eddie Ift on Punch Drunk Sports on the Bet DSI hotline. Sorry, you couldn't hear that, dude. It was Bill... Who did
I was just worried that everybody else got in here.
Oh, but could you hear it?
I could barely hear it. I was just worried nobody else would be able to hear it too.
It was fine. So the card was
I could hear the first caller. I could hear the first caller, but I couldn't hear that if he called in a different
way.
Who
did Michael Bisping fight, Frank?
Michael Bisping? Let me look right now. That was the 186, right?
Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
Were you close to porn?
I'm trying, bro.
He fought that kid out of Arizona that looked like he could be really good. Do you know who I'm talking about? He was the wrestler. He was on.
I don't know.
I hate doing this on the show because we're just and everyone's like, dude, it's this.
But this just shows
CB Dolloway.
CB Dolloway. Yeah. That's
Dolloway. Yep.
Yeah, and I guess it was a great fight. They're beating the shit out of each other.
So if he could barely beat that guy, he's going to beat Weidman?
No, he's never going to. Dude, it's got to be weird to be Bisping, who was just dominating everybody, and then you just get to that certain level
right.
where it's just a little too fast.
That's like Chael Sonnen when he couldn't beat Silva. He could beat everyone else.
That's got to be weird when you could beat everybody on the planet at your weight class but one guy.
One guy.
That's got to be a mind-blowing.
What do you guys think of Jacare versus Weidman?
I think, dude, you're a big Weidman guy.
Yeah.
I think there's some guys that can beat him.
I do too, but I think Weidman wins that fight.
I think.
Who do you think could beat him?
I think Rockhold could beat him.
Really?
I think Rockhold has everything he has. And
I think it's a good fight, but
I think Rockhold could beat him.
Hmm.
I think that's going to be the.
What do you
New
think,
York
Jason?
Card.
What do you think of that?
I think Rockhold's he's kind of a douchebag, so I kind of naturally root against him.
Why is he a douchebag? What has he done?
He's got a little Bisping in him.
He's got a lot of Bisping in him, and I saw on some clip show that he was on. I saw it online where he was on like some like $1 million dating game or $1 million matchmaker, and he was like a real fucking scumbag and shit. And I was like, yeah, fuck you.
Well, I saw your boy Weidman and him interacting with each other, Rockhold, and it was not that dynamic of shit talking.
Oh.
Like,
I'm not a big Weidman fan. He likes Jesus too much for me.
Oh.
He loves him. The fight doctor loves him.
I'm fine with that. The fight nurse, you can like him all you want, but to me, you start fucking Jesus this and Jesus that, and I'm like, I can't wait to see your teeth chipped.
Oh, Jesus.
So then you must be rooting against Pacquiao then, because he's all religious now.
It has made it difficult for a while.
I don't have a problem with Jesus or anybody who likes him. I don't like anybody who's too into anything. If you're too much into Jesus, that freaks me out. If you're too much into the Green Bay Packers, that freaks me out. If you're too much into Powerpuff Girls, that fucking freaks me out. Right. Like, if you're too much into anything, that's unhealthy.
Yeah. And moderation.
If you like God, that's great. Just don't make it everything you do. It's just really creepy.
Right.
It's like the Jesus gave me the power to do this. It's like, no, man, Jesus doesn't care about this fight.
Right.
Jesus doesn't choose you over this guy.
What if Jesus owed God some money and he put a lot of money on Pacquiao? And he's like, man,
I'm coming back this year.
I gotta do it.
Right. But that made Holyfield so annoying because, you know, he's always preaching Jesus and he has 10 kids with six different women.
Dude, I saw they had Holyfield on ESPN the other day talking about the fight, and it was really hard to watch.
Right.
I mean, they were very nice to him, but he could not formulate a sentence.
Yeah.
It was strong.
Yeah, big time, dude.
Really?
I mean, like, to the point where he couldn't remember Pacquiao's name. And I get that because we just started, you know.
He didn't used to be.
Yeah, before he got punched in the face 1,000 times. Remember those Riddick Bowe fights?
Oh, my God.
Those were the trilogy? That was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, those were great. Those were great. When the guy parachuted in and then he got beat up with flashlights and walkie-talkies.
That was awesome.
That was the best.
It's unbelievable, man. And just like, I felt bad for him. They were trying to be really nice to him. And like, got to the point where Stephen A. Smith had to jump in kind of to finish what he was trying to say.
Wow.
Because he just was like, just.
But he remembered Jesus' name.
Yeah, everybody does. Stephen A. Smith taking a lot of shit for this Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. He did a whole thing with Mayweather.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys see that?
He went to his house with the car.
Did you see it?
Yeah, yeah.
How funny was it when they were driving in the car together?
Yeah.
And they're literally a foot from each other.
Yeah.
And they're just screaming at each other.
Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious.
It was so funny. They were talking Jordan versus LeBron.
Right.
And they just could not stop yelling at each other. You know, I would like to know, I would love for someone to do some research on how many times Stephen A. Smith has picked the non-black guy in the competition.
Zero.
Yeah.
It's got to be zero.
Less than zero.
It's when it's two black guys,
negative four.
I can't pick. I cannot pick this.
I know.
But it's really amazing because they're going off about how, like, if Mayweather was an NFL guy, he would never be allowed to play. Mm-hmm. But for some reason with boxing, we're okay with it. Even in the UFC, you know, we've had guys say some pretty shitty stuff about women and they get kicked out.
Right.
You know, Miguel Torres did a rape joke on his Twitter and they cut him from the UFC.
Whoa, what was the rape joke?
Interesting.
I'm sure it wasn't good.
See, the thing is, I feel like it's got a good set.
If it's a good...
It has an organization.
Hey, Sam.
Everywhere.
I like how our stats guy is asking us questions. Like, he could look it up, no problem. But he's like, yeah, tell me about that. He's half audience member. He's our live studio audience slash that guy.
I'm just here for the giggles, guys.
See, the difference between UFC and boxing is like UFC is an organization. They can, you know, discipline their athletes. Like boxing's, you know, doesn't have any regulation.
You are so right, sir.
Yeah.
I think it with boxing, man. Boxing, I think people expect it to be corrupt. Therefore, we let it get away with a lot more.
Right.
It's like rappers.
Right.
Yeah.
You are also right. And the third thing that happens in boxing, and this is Mayweather's instance, is if you make enough money and win long enough, like a De La Hoya, you become a promoter.
Right.
So who's going to fire Mayweather? Mayweather?
Right. Yeah, the only thing that could happen is the state commission could suspend him if he did something
crazy. Oh, did you see what they did that? There's no debate. How many people like him? Dude, because I know this fight is way bigger than all the Mike Tyson fights.
Yeah.
I mean, probably that Holyfield-Tyson fight came close, but not that close.
At one time, that had the record and all that.
I worked in Vegas when that happened.
Oh.
It is a It is an event, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody comes into town. I'm not lying to you when I say this, and you guys can call me racist. When Holyfield fought Tyson, the city of Las Vegas ran out of chicken wings.
Yeah. It was nighttime.
That's
even
a true
during the day.
Story. You can hate me
but now they're going to run out of egg rolls because Pacquiao's fighting them.
Yeah,
it's going to be funny. You're going to see one huge black guy fighting like eight Filipinos, dude. It's going to look like some kind of monster film.
There's going to be a lot of Chinese there, too. Okay, they love gambling. Like...
Did you see ringside seats, 300 grand a piece right now?
Insane.
Oh, did I sent this to the fight queen over here. Fight doctor.
fight nurse.
Fight nurse. Fight nurse.
The fight queen.
Tito Ortiz supposedly spent $250,000 for
a
couple pairs of tickets. It's like, dude, you better not claim being broke ever.
Right.
If you're doing that. I get the desire to want to be there.
Right.
But
it's insane.
It's, I mean, dude, because I would go there if it was like Hagler versus Hearns or Hagler versus Sugar Ray, mm-hmm. because you knew there was going to be a lot of action.
This could be more entertaining than people think.
I agree with the fight nurse.
I think Pacquiao is going to be the one who brings the action. Right?
Well, that's always the case in a Mayweather fight.
We'll get into it.
All right. You want to go? Okay. Okay. Before Jason
let's
goes.
Let's get
to,
into it. Okay. We'll discuss it, and then let's make our predictions and picks.
All right. And it sounds like Jason agrees. I really think this is going to be more entertaining and exciting than most of Mayweather's fights. I think that he's, you know, this has been 5-6 years brewing. I think that he really wants a definitive ending to this fight. Like, I think he's training for a knockout. I really do. And I know people don't look at him as a knockout fighter, but the guy's chopping wood. He's been hearing this guy's name for 5 or 6 years. I really think he wants to beat him in a convincing way, and I think he wants him out of his life. He doesn't want to hear his name anymore, see his face. I don't even think he wants a rematch, which I know sounds crazy because it's probably it'd be bigger than the first fight if the first fight was close.
Daryl, you and I have been talking about this fight for a very long time. Before you get into the actual fight,
right.
You and I, we've been literally, you and I, on the phone talking about why this fight hasn't happened for about 5 years.
Yeah, we have.
And you've had your theories on why you didn't think it happened. And there was a story you told me that Mayweather's dad came to his hotel room.
Well, there was a story. Again, we can't prove it. But
this is Punch Drunk. We can say whatever. Yeah.
But I've written for boxing
Women
websites.
Women shouldn't vote. See what I mean? See what I mean? See what I mean?
I know I've written for boxing websites and interviewed a lot of fighters, trainers, promoters, all this stuff. So stuff, you get inside information about stuff, or you hear stuff. And I had heard, because, you know, Floyd Sr. has trained, you know, he trained Ricky Hatton, and he's trained, obviously, his son. He was training his son, and then his uncle took over and all that. But his father has not wanted this fight for his son for a long time. He has not been comfortable. He's not comfortable with him fighting southpaws. He's not comfortable fighting guys, you know, with a combination of speed and southpaw and power and stamina and all that. And there was a story that Floyd Sr., you know, watched a fight, like, with Pacquiao. I think it was when he fought Cotto, where when he watched the fight, he went over to Junior's house, and he basically talked to him and told him why he doesn't think, you know, it's a bad style matchup, and why he might not be able to beat him.
And why do you think it's a bad style matchup? If it is,
it's a combination of he's a southpaw, he hits you from odd angles, he's fast feet and fast hands. He'll punch in between your punches, even though Mayweather is a counter puncher or whatever. Pacquiao is he'll engage you. He's got great stamina. He doesn't get tired. Got a great trainer, obviously, I just think it's the combination of those things. But now that he's seen him get knocked out, he's seen him not be as explosive, you know, even though Mayweather himself, his legs are not what they used to be, obviously he's getting hit a little more than he's been getting hit in the past, he feels more comfortable with the fight now, even though he probably still is not thrilled with the fight. I think he felt the pressure from the network's been losing money.
You know,
his paper numbers have been dropping.
Yeah.
So, you know, when he says the time is right now, basically he's saying...
There's somebody who tells Mayweather...
Yeah. Showtime.
We got to start doing this.
Yeah.
Because you're not delivering what you were promised.
Right. And he only got two fights left on the Showtime contract. And I heard they've lost millions of dollars in the last couple fights because they didn't break the $1 million pay-per-view number.
And I'm proud
by number
that people stopped buying their fights
right
when they wouldn't give us the fight.
That's what it took.
Yeah, and I've been saying that forever. I have not bought a Pacquiao or Mayweather fight since for about 4 years now.
Right.
Occasionally, I'll go down to I don't want to say where it is because I don't know how much he pays for it, but
yeah.
We go over to our friend's place right. and, I watch it there.
Right.
I don't think you should reward people who don't, give you your best.
Right.
And I felt like they've been running from each other, and it was great that this finally happened. It is big. This is a big fight.
Huge. I estimate, I was doing the math on this, I really think 500 million people in the world are going to watch this fight. And it's also, ironically, going to generate $500 million. So like, it's going to generate a dollar per person watching this fight.
Now, what do you think he's going to walk away with, Pacquiao? I mean, Mayweather.
Okay, when all is said and done, I think Mayweather's going to walk away with between 150.
I heard 200 yesterday.
Yeah, I'd say 150 to 200.
I heard 200 yesterday on ESPN.
$200 million.
Minimum 150, minimum, yeah.
Now, you and I have also talked that we felt that Mayweather spending his money, it will end up with him, like, slinging rock on a corner somewhere.
His own dad was on record saying that when his career's over, he'll be hustling the streets of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, but can you blow through $200 million
on top
of whatever?
Now it's getting to where, it would take a lot for him to go through this. His gambling would have to, he'd have to step up the gambling, right? Because he loves to gamble.
Yeah.
His promotional company would have to kind of like, not be as successful as, he's hoping it's going to be. He'd have to.
Is this boxing's last hurrah? I don't personally think so.
Boxing's on resurgence.
Yeah, with all, with Spike TV,
Network
CBS,
television. Yeah.
NBC.
I think it's on an upswing a little bit. Yeah.
I think UFC has forced boxing to start working together.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And I think people just naturally relate more to two dudes punching each other than a jiu-jitsu match. Yeah. I love jiu-jitsu. I can watch both. I don't personally think you're either one cap or the other. Yeah. I just like combat sports.
I do too.
Yeah.
People always look at like Coke and Pepsi, but I think you can like both.
I can drink both, and I don't think it is Coke and Pepsi. I just think they're
I like Pepsi
stuff.
And I like cocaine.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But you've made the I forget. I lost my train of thought. He's rubbing off on me.
Ari's gonna call
I think one thing that's that also and all great points, Gerald. One thing, another advantage I think Pacquiao has is that he's good. He's fantastic at punching head movement, and that has always been one of Mayweather's strongest defenses is his head movement. And if you look at a lot of Pacquiao's knockouts, it's with somebody moving their head, and they still have punches coming at him.
Right.
Dude, this is so funny. Ari just hit me up. I'll call coming back from the break. Tease it before you go out. And a real special treat for all you listeners. Ari Shaffir will be calling. Dude, we haven't taken a break in forever, by the way. When was the last time we took a break?
When both of you guys were gone, when it was me and Nick and Dave Taylor, we actually took one, and it was only because they both wanted one, and I forgot that we even still did that.
Yeah, I mean, we can take a break. I don't really want to. I like to roll on it.
Forget the break.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like talk sport. I mean, the problem
is... break, am I right?
Another thing, getting back to the fight,
good, keep talking, because I think he wants to talk Mayweather.
The shoulder roll that Mayweather's famous for is designed for orthodox fighters. Pacquiao's
exactly another great point.
So that's another issue that his dad doesn't like, the fact that he's
that shoulder roll is begging for a left hook.
Exactly, or a straight left.
Exactly. Yeah. If Pacquiao hits that arm enough, that's going to start hurting after a while.
Now, Mayweather has a huge reach advantage, about 6 inches, if I recall.
The HBO measures armpit to the end of the fist. Mayweather has a 26-inch arm length, which is the same as Vladimir Klitschko, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Pacquiao has a 23-inch. So it's 3-inch difference arm length. And then when you combine the shoulders, it's a 6-inch, like he said, 6-inch.
So that's the big advantage for Mayweather, his speed, because they're both fast. Is one faster than the other?
Pacquiao's faster combination puncher, and his feet are faster.
God, it's going to be such an... without going into your prediction...
Then we'll go into our prediction,
Do you think Pacquiao has a chance?
Yes.
Yes.
He has a chance.
Absolutely.
I mean, he could hit that
arm. I think if you're going to put money and go to betsdsi.com and make a bet on something, if you're going to go to BetDSI, your money to be made, and I think Gerald will agree with this, is on Pacquiao because he is the underdog, and I think he has a great chance of winning this fight.
Yeah, I mean, should we go in our predictions, or what do you want
to
do?
I'm waiting to see if I can get Ari calling because I know he wants to talk it right now.
I mean, he can talk it whenever he calls in.
Who do you think you're going to see in the – is this going to be the most star-studded?
I think so.
Or is it going to be only rich, crazy people that we've never heard of? Like,
it's going to be a
Baron von Vishnow, who's like
a multi-gazillionaire.
Like, what's his name? The one that owns Virgin Airlines, a guy like that, right?
Yeah, like insane billionaires.
Branson, what is his name? Branson?
Yeah, Branson.
Guy like that will be,
You know, Steve Jobs will come back from the dead.
They'll dig him up, yeah.
A lot of people with monocles, top hats.
You think Warren Buffett will be there?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt, Warren Buffett. He's a huge sports fan.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be there.
He loves, like, LeBron James and all that stuff. And I think it's going to be I'm dying to see if we actually know anybody. Because I know there's a lot of celebrities who want to get it. But this is, like, this is Chris Rock's old bit about rich versus wealthy.
Yeah. Shaq is rich, right?
Right. Like, Warren Buffett is wealthy.
Right.
Insanely wealthy.
Right.
Like, billions of dollars wealthy.
Right.
You know, so it's like, you got to drop $250,000 for tickets.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's like a big nut, dude.
I think it sucks, though, that they barely made anything available to the public. And then if you anything that is available, the nosebleeders I heard are $1,500.
Well, here's the other thing. You pay $300,000 to go see that fight, and it's like one of two things happens. It's a 90-second knockout, or even worse, it goes all 12 rounds and they just hug each other. Mm-hmm. You thought there were riots in Baltimore?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
There'll be white people riding at that point.
Yeah. Dude, imagine dropping that much money for a two-minute fight.
That's what I just said.
But, but it won't be 2 minutes. That's like
I'm following up on what you're saying.
You got to worry about that when Tyson was fighting.
Because everybody was scared
Remember
of him.
But at least Tyson's you were paying for that for Tyson. You kind of wanted to see him knock somebody's block off.
Right.
What I fear about this fight is just Mayweather just hugs Manny for 12 rounds, barely wins a split decision, and then talks shit.
No, I really don't think that's going to happen.
I think there's a lot of pressure on these guys.
I don't think it'll happen either, but that's my fear.
No, I agree with you. It would be horrible.
A legendary fight.
Yeah. All right. Should we go into our predictions?
All right. Yeah. I don't know where Ari is. I told him to call him. Here we go.
Okay.
Can we also do this? Can we do this? Say who you think will win and how, and then say who you want to win.
Okay.
If they're not the same. If they're not the same.
Tebow first.
All right. Tebow first.
You first.
If I were to put money on it, I could see this going split decision to Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
I really want Manny Pacquiao to win this fight.
Me too.
I want Manny Pacquiao to win this fight. I will be rooting for him, and I definitely think he has a legitimate good chance of winning this fight. I honestly think Mayweather wins on a close split decision.
Are you torn because Pacquiao is super Jesus freak?
Well, you know, Rogan's always said that you have to worry about fighters who are really into Christ.
Right.
Right?
But then there's a double-edged sword because then people criticize Pacquiao they're saying that he's softer now because he's into Christ.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
Even Freddie Rhodes said that.
Jesus's dick.
I just think, Tebow, you're on fire today.
Yeah.
Please send all hate
man,
mail.
Pacquiao, get Jesus's dick out of your mouth.
Jesus Christ.
That dick.
Rogan's always said that. I've also said that Asians struggle in combat sport because they have shorter arms.
Yeah.
Whenever you see an Asian fight,
the dick doesn't factor in, though, right?
What?
Their dicks don't factor in.
No, I'm saying their arms are shorter.
Yeah.
That therefore they always have less reach.
Right.
Frank, who do you got?
Who do you want and who do you got?
You look more like Pacquiao.
I want Manny Pacquiao.
Somebody wake
to
up
win.
Frank and ask him what he thinks.
I want Manny Pacquiao to win. I feel like Floyd Mayweather's the favorite, but I always root for the underdog, man.
Manny Pacquiao.
So you're doing what he did. You think Mayweather's going to win, but you're hoping for Pacquiao.
Yes.
Me too.
This is an exciting, because I agree with everybody. I actually put money the day that the fight was announced. I ran to the MGM, mm-hmm. and I put $50 on Pacquiao to win.
Nice.
Did you put it on to win just straight up or decision?
I did one straight up and then one by decision.
That's
what
smart,
happens? What happens if you win?
What kind of odds did you get?
I'm only gonna win like 250 on each. Not like a super
5-1 odds.
Yeah. It wasn't.
That's good though. That's probably better than what the odds are right now.
Yeah, you're right.
You got in early where the money was good.
You're right. He's right.
What the fuck is that? That's so weird.
Because a lot of late money I think is going on Pacquiao.
That's always the case.
The Asian Chinese population.
So I'm gonna go. I think it's going to be Mayweather by decision, but I want Pacquiao. I want Pacquiao to hit him, just like Sugar Shane Mosley did. Stumble him, get him a little nervous. But I think, unlike Sugar Shane Mosley, Pacquiao can follow up. And a lot of people are like, Pacquiao's so old. Hate to tell everybody, Mayweather's the older fighter.
He is, but it's like a car. Yes. You go by mileage. It's like a car.
Black don't crack.
Pacquiao has more mileage, even though he's 2 years younger.
Did you know that one of Pacquiao's fight, did you guys see this? That it was on ESPN, that one of Pacquiao's early fights, he was like 6-0, he fought. His friend died in the ring. If you're in like Mexico and shit goes bad, or Philippines, you're fucked. Right. There's no medical attention. Like that fighter, did you see the pro wrestler who died in the ring and nobody knew how to help him?
No.
And all you do is you get these fucking trainers smacking you, telling you to wake up.
Right.
Yeah.
And the problem is even the doctor's fake in wrestling. It's not even a real doctor.
Yeah.
I know. I was watching one of those late night like Mexican fights that was on TV. It was like boxing.
Yeah.
Guy dies in the 8th round, still fought the next 4 rounds, lost a split decision.
Okay. Fight nurse, what do you got?
Well, do you want to ask Della Hoya first?
Fight nurse.
Well,
we have
a very special person calling in to the BetDSI hotline. Please welcome to the show, Oscar De La Hoya.
Hi, guys. It's great to be here. You're talking about the big fight. And what do you want? My prediction?
Now, real quick question, Oscar. Are you in girls' stockings right now?
Actually, I am. How did you know?
Okay, because we've seen the pictures.
Been doing coke, and that's when the fishnets come on. I mean, it's, you know, that's why John Jones ran away, by the way. He was in lingerie. He didn't want to be seen.
No, that's great. Yeah. He ran away in high heels?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So who do you have winning the fight there, Oscar De La Hoya?
Well, ever since I lost to Mayweather in 2007, I've picked every fucking guy that he's faced to beat him. And I've been wrong every time, and a broken clock is right twice a day, but I can't even be as right as a broken clock, and it's angering me.
Okay. So who do you got?
So I'm gonna go with Pacquiao.
And how's he gonna win?
He's gonna win a decision.
He's
going to win a decision. He's going to outwork Mayweather. He's going to use his speed and the southpaw angles, and he's going to outwork him, and he's going to beat him on points. And Floyd has never seen anybody like Pacquiao.
Does Mayweather have a chance to knock out Pacquiao the way he got knocked out recently by what's his face?
Marquez?
Yes.
Let me go into Daryl now because...
Okay, thanks for calling in, Oscar De La Hoya. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
In on the BetDSI.com.
You're welcome. I'll
good
come
luck
back
fuck,
on after
good
the
Good luck
fight.
Fucking dudes, De La Hoya. Good luck fucking dudes.
I don't need any luck.
All right, that was great. Can't believe De La Hoya called in.
Okay. So we all agree Pacquiao, we want to win. Okay.
Do you want him to win?
I do want him to win. I even though I've been an admirer of Mayweather's skills since 1996, I've been following this guy's career since he was fighting on ESPN2. That's how long I've been following this guy. He's an amazing fighter. You can't deny it. I understand he's a piece of shit and he beats women up and all that, but we got to go. But, you know, his skills are amazing. It's just, you know. Here's what I think. I think the first 5-6 rounds is going to determine who wins the fight. I'm going to give you a prediction, but I'm going to tell you. The chance that Pacquiao has is if he can
put Mayweather in the hole the first 5-6 rounds, mathematically. If he can drop him like a flash knockdown even, that would give it 10-8 round. Zab Judah knocked Mayweather down. They just didn't count it as a knockdown because dumbass Richard Steele counted as slip. And I think that they should be implementing instant replay for this fight because they got together, like the WBC, WBA, IBF, they got together last year and determined that they're going to implement for, I guess, at least for big fights, instant replay, which means that wouldn't happen again. If a guy knocked a guy down, the referee fucked up, they'd look at the replay in between rounds.
But you got to turn that over quick, right?
In between rounds, yeah. There's a guy that's supposed to look at the replay and determine was that a knockdown or a slip.
All right.
Or if there's a headbutt and there's a cut, is it from punch or a headbutt or, you know? Anyway, so if Pacquiao can come out to a strong, fast start, he can knock, let's say, flash knockdown, knock Mayweather down. Win a couple rounds on top of that, right? So after 6 rounds, if Mayweather's in a hole, and he has to dig out of the hole, right? And his confidence might be a little bit shooken because, you know, he's never been dropped like this, and he's never...
Yep.
He's lost a few early rounds before, but he's never... It's always been, you know, relatively competitive, even if he lost a few of the early rounds. If he puts him in the hole, and Pacquiao has a lead, and Mayweather has to dig out of the hole, which usually figures you out in the first 4 or 5 rounds, so he would start, you know, figuring him out. At that point, he'd have him figure out. Then it would be a really close fight, and Pacquiao could maybe eke out a decision if he can maybe outwork him down the stretch, you know. But he has to come, he has to get a good start early and put him in the hole. Okay.
Has Mayweather ever been in a war?
He's been in some fights. If you look at some of his earlier fights in his career, he's never had a fight where like he had to like pull it out at the end.
But has he been in a war?
He's had fights where
he's had fights.
He's had fights that were more intense than we're used to. He has. He's had a couple fights where it wasn't like a war, but he had to like win the last couple rounds to win the decision. Like there's a guy named Jose Luis Castillo that he fought twice, and he had to kind of pull it out at the end. But it wasn't like a war. It was more just like he was like, you know, it was a close competitive fight.
Okay. So who do you got?
Castillo's son.
Yeah, that was my dad.
Who do you got?
Okay. So the chance that Pacquiao has is if he can come out to a fast start, maybe drop whatever. I personally think Mayweather's going to win, and I know this sounds crazy, but I think he's going to stop him. I think he's going to stop him like between the 7th and the 10th round. I think he's going to be running Pacquiao into right hands. I think the left hook could also play a factor. And I think that if you watch Pacquiao's last couple fights, like even the Algeria fight, he knocked him down 6 times, whatever. Algeria did nail him with some right hands. He didn't have any power behind it. But Mayweather hits, he has underrated power. He hits harder than Marquez does, who obviously we know knocked him out. But he also knocked him down in the 3rd round. People forget, Marquez knocked Pacquiao down in the 3rd round of that last fight. He can punch. Mayweather can punch harder than Marquez. I think in the second half of the fight, when Mayweather figures Pacquiao out, he's going to be nailing him with the right hand, and he's probably going to running him into a couple left hooks. And I could see him picking Pacquiao apart and stopping him late. So my prediction, even though I hope I'm wrong,
okay,
even though I haven't had money on the fights, it's weird because I'm gonna have a few different bets on this fight. I'm gonna hedge it. Because I will have Pacquiao by decision, and I will have the draw also, just in case. Most of my money is going to be going on Mayweather by knockout.
Mayweather by knockout. It's unanimous, man. It's going to be interesting to see how history looks at the loser of this fight. I think if Mayweather loses, it does less damage.
You're saying if Mayweather loses, that does more damage.
Really?
I agree.
I just feel like everybody loses at some point.
Pacquiao's already got 5 losses. If he loses again, it's like, well, it was a close fight. Mayweather's still undefeated. I mean, this ruins Mayweather's legacy. The one reason Mayweather, I feel, has ducked him is because it could, you know, topple it over his fucking house of cards with this undefeated talk.
Yeah, he's obsessed with that. If Mayweather loses a fight to a guy, like he just said, that has already lost multiple times, it does more damage to it. Like he's still, they're both locks for the Hall of Fame, all that stuff. They're both all-time greats.
Right, right.
If Mayweather wins this fight, and let's say he knocks him out.
Right.
He's definitely top 10 pound for pound all time. Like all he's in there with Leonard and Durant, all those guys. If Pacquiao wins the fight, he's in the top 10. He's in there with those guys, right?
Yeah.
If Pacquiao loses, he's the underdog. He's not supposed to win. He's already lost, like I said before. It does less damage.
Let me ask you guys this. Yeah. Of the two fighters, two-part question. Who would you rather have suck your dick, and whose dick would you rather suck? And if it's the same answer, or if it could be one and the other.
I don't even want to answer that, dude.
Oh.
By the way, this is the most, This is the most boxing we'll probably ever talk on this podcast ever in history.
Now, if you had to
I mean, this is the biggest. Name me, and Daryl, you're a huge boxing fan. Uh-huh. Name me the last fight you can recall that had this much hoopla. Was it De La Hoya?
Okay, in our lifetime, in our lifetime, I would say.
But our lifetime's a long time.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, that goes back to Hagler versus Sugar Ray Leonard.
That was a big fight.
I mean, you know, sure. I mean, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, but I don't think it goes back that far.
Our lifetime does.
Tyson.
I think there's been a fight since Hagler Leonard, which, don't get me wrong, was a humongous fight. But I think there's been some epic fights after that.
I mean, this is the biggest one.
Let me think.
In a long time.
So I'm saying,
he's saying before.
I'm saying, how far back do we have to go to be like, was it Tyson and Holyfield post prison? Was it
Tyson Holyfield was really big.
It was huge.
Leonard Hagler was pretty big.
Yeah, those are the big ones, dude. But let's get on from boxing. I mean, we've talked boxing.
And De La Hoya Mayweather was actually pretty big.
That's as far back. That's where I would say it would be. Is like De La Hoya Mayweather was another one where you're like, wow, this could be.
Yeah.
You know,
De La Hoya Trinidad was pretty big.
I thought De La Hoya, I mean, I'm just, you can call me, I thought he won that fight versus Mayweather.
You do?
That's just my opinion.
See, he could have, but I feel like he stopped throwing the jab because he's getting countered with the right hand.
De La Hoya thought he had that in the bag and he laid off the gas and it cost him.
That's what he did with the Trinidad fight, too.
Yep. I think it's good. Let's get into NBA playoffs. Are you a basketball fan at all,
Darryl? I am, but not as into it as you are.
Dude, these playoffs have been like both great and just hard to watch at the same time.
Oh, you're Clippers, bro.
Yeah, well, you know what, man? I've said I tell this is going to be a hard-fought battle. You guys got to understand, man. I just feel like the Clippers are just way better than anyone's giving them credit for, and I feel like the ass-kicking they got in the Game 3 has helped them. Be like, okay, we have to really fucking focus. And that game where they came back in Game 4 was such an eye-opener. And that game was how we were playing last year before Donald Sterling and a tranny happened, you know? and just completely fucking blew the wheels off our freight train. And I think you're going to see not only a beating, but a good thrashing tonight. Clippers versus Spurs. Spurs are slow. Big Baby Davis being able to guard Tim Duncan and Tim can't move him is a huge change in this series. And the fact that Rivers seems to have cracked that Patty Mills code.
Let me ask you a question, Sam. And this doesn't involve anybody sucking your dick.
Yes.
If you could make out with one Clipper. No, I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Do you think they should change this hack-a-shack rule? Do you think they're already talking about meeting and having meetings about it? Do you think? Because I personally feel it slows the game down.
Yes,
it's super boring.
Yes, I totally
agree.
I think
it's like a loophole.
People are like, you shouldn't protect guys who can't shoot foul shots. I get it.
I get it too.
But this is Bill Simmons has pretty much solved it. He goes, you should give the team that gets fouled the right to deny the foul shots and just get the ball out of bounds.
I think that's
a good idea.
Right there. I like that.
Solve the problem right there. It's boring basketball. And what all we're doing right now is trying to make it so people can score more. First I hate it. Then you're like, whoa, this is kind of way more exciting. Even in football, I don't want to get totally into football yet because we'll get into the draft. But it's like, even in football, man, you don't like that they've made it really hard for defenses to cover. But boy, do you enjoy a 45-35 game. I mean, tell me that's not more exciting than a 16 versus 13 game or whatever the score.
Yeah, but if you know the game of football, I mean, I know that's the example that you're giving here. If you know the game of football, I love a nice defensive match. I love, you know, watching two teams play good defense.
I would rather watch two teams light each other up than watch two good defense.
Defensive
once in a while is great. Having fun defense show up. So going back to that, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. This might be Ari, everybody. Of course, right when we get into something. Yellow.
Hello, this is Ari Shaffir.
Ari Shaffir.
Shaffir.
Are you in the land of Ladyboy dick suckings yet?
No, I am not. I'm leaving tomorrow morning at 4:30 a.m.
Now, are you practicing getting your dick sucked by a man?
I am planning on it, yes.
Have you did
it? If by planning on it, you mean getting sucked off by two men at once, then yes.
Oh, so you're going to go double tranny?
I mean, why not, dude?
Oh, yeah, because they're probably only $10 each. And you can throw another one each butthole, and now you got a $30 value, and you're just getting what they call the full-service car wash.
Ari, are you gonna let one of them fuck you in the ass so right and so fresh?
No, I don't think they do it that way. I think they like to get boned in the butt.
No, I think they'll bang you in the butt. I mean, a tranny correspondent said he's been banged a couple times in the ass.
Oh, yeah, well, he worked up to that. What I'm planning on doing is having them tuck their dick and then fucking, like, the fold over.
So you want to go the, what is that show, the puppetry of the penis? You want to fuck one of the puppetries of the penis?
Yeah, so I can come, like, fawn to their asshole.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Like, Ari, I have a feeling if a tranny...
That's called a silence of the lambs.
I think if a tranny bangs you in your ass, it might fix your hemorrhoids.
Okay, push them all back in.
Yeah.
You might want to think about it.
Please tell me you're going to use condoms over there. Please tell me you're going to use condoms. Are you just going to raw dog?
They do. My friends that are over there said he already got a blowjob with a condom on. I was like, lame. He goes, yeah, less lame than AIDS.
Yeah, yeah.
So gross. I'd rather have AIDS. But I'm not going
to
lie.
You know what? Agree to disagree.
I don't think you can get AIDS from a blowjob, dude, by the way. I just don't think you can do it.
Thank you, Sam.
Challenge accepted.
Don't want to be the first to put a bag of bets. Yeah, I mean, because if you get a blowjob, if you can get AIDS from a blowjob, you could get AIDS from making out with people, and nobody's ever gotten that. It's got to be injected into you through your butthole or through intravenous drugs. Like Indiana right now.
Through the heart.
Indiana's so having romantic. An epidemic right now of like 120 people have gotten HIV
in
from.
One town. In not one a state. In
that's
one
a real
town.
Small percentage.
It's because they
closed the needle exchange.
Needles.
Well, they've closed it or they've opened it because everybody's sharing needles there.
Well, the thing is they have the Planned Parenthood, which is also where you could go and exchange for clean needles, and they closed that Planned Parenthood down. So everyone's just been sharing needles.
Oh, see, you fucks. So, Ari, we've actually gone through extensively through Mayweather, Pacquiao, but we know you wanted to talk about it. What's your take on it?
Well, my main thing is I just wanted to make sure we talked about it as a podcast, so I'm glad we did. My take is I'm going to go Pacquiao. Just because I really fault Mayweather for this fight never having happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's going to win, but I'm rooting for Pacquiao because he was willing to fight this whole time.
Right.
Where are you going to watch the fight, Ari?
Well, I don't know if it'll be on in Thailand, but Thailand's really close to the Philippines. So
yeah,
there's a
I think it will
contingency
be on.
Over there.
It'll be on.
If there's a Philippine contingency, then I'll be watching at some sports bar or while I'm getting my dick sucked. Maybe an opium den.
Yeah, you'll probably end up at a brothel showing the fight. Pacquiao Mayweather, yeah. Where blowjobs are two for one while you watch the fight. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, maybe in between rounds. How long do you get between rounds in boxing? 1 minute or
one
three?
1 minute.
1 minute. Super sucks.
More than enough.
You should take some of that fucking Comedy Central money and just do a dick sucking line of 10 of them in a row. And every fucking break, every between rounds, just one of them's got to furiously suck your dick for 1 minute.
Yeah, that's a real Thai sword fight there.
Yeah,
you guys pick a round to go off, and whoever gets me off wins the whole pool.
Yeah, oh, that's hilarious! Bucks. They only got 1 minute. They only have 1 minute.
We got 1 minute. Draw out of a hat to see which round you get.
Ari, now is your synagogue on fire in Baltimore?
I grew up in Silver Spring, and the neighborhoods that synagogues are in are not where those riots are happening.
So what's your take on the whole riot, dude?
It's a synagogue-free zone. Actually, it stretches all the way to Camden Yards. It's a mess, man. Here's my thing. From the cops' point of view, they're probably like, what do you mean? We didn't shoot this one. You didn't want to shoot anybody. We didn't put you out.
I just don't understand the notion.
I don't understand it either. And it's like, now all these idiots have injured as many or more African Americans than the one guy that they're protesting for.
Yeah,
it's not like it's a unified fucking protest.
No, it's just
rage.
Yeah, this is
it ain't like
rage.
One guy's in charge and they're making decisions.
Organized
it's just
rage.
Do you see the gangs that
it's dumbasses?
The gang video.
have come together.
They have come together to block people from ruining the businesses.
I just don't understand it. Like, why you burn down your own neighborhood? Ghost.
You know you're a dumbass.
Someone else's neighborhood. Like,
it's just anger.
It's just scumbags. Just trying to take advantage of a simple situation. It has nothing to do with anger. Those motherfuckers.
Sam's right.
Black people, here's my thing, and people can go crazy.
Well,
once
it starts up, you get some people that glom on. They're like, riot? Oh, yeah, I'll be down. And they're trying to prove they're more tough than Ferguson.
Yeah, they want to have higher scores. Do we name the number one rioting city? I mean, is there some kind of cup for that?
Oh,
the Riot Cup?
I still think Watts was the best one.
Yeah, that's
the Riot Cups?
The Riot Cup, yeah. We need a Riot Cup.
Okay, this guy keeps calling in.
Maybe a goblin.
Hey, you're on with Ari Shaffir, Jason Tebow, and the fight nurse. What's up? You've called an 800
times.
What's going
on? What's up, Sam? How you doing?
Pretty good. What are you calling in about?
Hey, man. So what do you think about this baseball game with no fans, man? Can we really do that?
Oh, that's a great question. Here, I thought you were going to be annoying. Thank you for calling in. Who is this? Who's talking to us?
This is Barney from Indiana.
Barney from Indiana. Are you anywhere near the lesbian house that Tebow's at?
Where in Indiana?
It's Lafayette, man. I invited you for some barbecue, but it's too far of a drive, I guess.
Well, dude, that is a hike.
Dude, take some Greyhound, buddy. Why not go Greyhound some barbecue?
It's a long way to go for me to get mugged by some guy suckering me up with some barbecue.
Hey.
It's a long way, but it's not impossible.
Yeah, it's not. Now, Ari, what do you think about the game being basically having a game with no fans?
Oh, I thought they were just calling out the game. You know, they held people in the stadium yesterday or the day before. Like, the White Sox game ended. The Orioles game ended. And they go, no, you guys are not leaving. There's riots on the fucking. The cops are barely in control right now. We can't have another, 15,000 fans come pouring out.
I mean,
the
Montreal Expos did that for 5 years.
Yeah, that's true, man.
That's true. Yeah, you can make it happen.
That's true.
You guys know how to play the game. It's like, whatever. It actually should be kind of cool. The Hornets, the Charlotte Hornets. Did that once with some blizzard. They had like 440 fans.
Well,
in the whole stadium.
After the Detroit brawl with Indiana, I thought they should have banned the fans for like two games, and the Detroit Pistons should have done
damage. Punitive damages, like say, hey, don't allow this. You guys fucked up. Now none of you get to watch a game.
But that just lets you know who runs the NBA, the owners. You think an owner would be like, dude, you're not banning fucking people from buying the juice.
They should fine every fan. So once you buy your ticket, they're like, not, and you're also being fined $30,000 for yesterday. They're like, I wasn't even here yesterday. It doesn't matter. You're a fan. You're a grand fine.
That's fucking nuts. Ari, are you watching the NBA playoffs?
Yeah, did you guys? Oh, I can't believe. Well, the Hawks, I said already. They're such an injured team now that they're like an empty. They're like a paper dragon.
Dude,
a paper tiger.
The Wizards could make it to the conference finals, dude.
Absolutely, especially with the Bulls not playing that strong. What I think is interesting is, I mean, it's gonna be Bulls, Wizards, or Cleveland. I don't think Atlanta has a chance anymore. And I think Tebow. I think your pick would have been right if they didn't get so injured. But now they're just kind of like a number one seed with.
They're banged up. And then Cleveland's a little banged up now, too.
Cleveland's
well, we'll see what happens.
Really
banged
up.
That's
going
to be a massive thing. That's going to be an important thing because he was just starting to play good and play cohesively as a team. And now it's like you lose that guy and you're like, oh.
Now, you guys watched the game. Did you think Kelly Olynyk's foul was dirty? I mean,
yes.
I think he cranked it.
He sure did.
I don't think so.
I think
he just pulled him and beat him all in, but it wasn't like he was trying to twist his arm off. It was just they hanged him up and
man.
Get off me kind of thing.
I disagree, dude.
I agree with Sam 100%.
I think he cranked that arm, dude. And the only reason I would tell you that, because Kevin Love goes, I think it's a dirty play. And the reason I think we should take his word for it, because he could feel what kind of pressure that guy was putting on. And, dude, he just, you see him like, pull out like.
There's no need to grab onto the video.
I got the picture, but there's like solid hand placement. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
dude,
look at
he's
that.
He's cranking it, dude.
That's like an arm bar.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think he just got tangled up.
I think he's cranking it.
That's an arm bar.
Yeah.
I have a question for
dude,
Ari.
They said
it
Ronda Rousey eight times during that play. They're like, what is this, Ronda Rousey? Yeah. You're like, Jesus. That chick's gotten huge.
I called Ari yesterday to see if he was going to be doing the podcast, or 2 days ago. And his voicemail already said, hey, it's Ari. I'm out of the country until fucking 2017, so suck it.
Yeah.
You're still in the country.
Why did you change your
voicemail 3 days ago if you're still in the country?
I was going to forget because I didn't want to have to deal with calling people back.
Here's the crazy thing
is Pete C's already out there. Like, he had to go out there because he wanted to get really shady before anybody was there with him.
He's like, I have to do all my together. Shit.
What's that?
We were supposed to both go together at that time on the 28th, but then I had to do this movie instead of Australia, so I had to be there 2 days later.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
So that, and then all,
I just finished a movie, by the way, you guys. My first movie.
What movie was it?
You were telling me about that.
What movie was it? Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thanks. It's a Zach Galifianakis movie. That's why I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty fucking cool.
What was your role? You had a good role?
Okay, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. That's
great. I got to riff with Zach. He started improvising with me. That was fun as shit.
Dude,
how many pages of a script did you have?
How many pages of a script? I don't know, yeah. Three or four. And they added like last minute stuff to like, hey, you and this guy fuck around with each other over here at the beer cooler.
That's
you got
great.
Funny okay. line, you got funny lines and shit in it. You gonna get some laughs?
Yeah, I got some laughs for sure.
Nice, dude.
For sure.
That's awesome. When's that? Okay, that's great. So it'll be out in about a year, probably, right?
I don't know. Yeah, but it's like, yeah, I have no idea how long those things last.
Dude, Zach Galifianakis is supposed to be the lead in the Confederacy of Dunces. Have you ever read that book?
No.
It's literally the funniest book I've ever read in my life. Great story, especially for Hollywood. This guy brought to like 50 or 60 publishers. Nobody would publish it. So he blew his brains out.
That's a well-known book.
Well, because his mom took it to his professor at college, goes, please read this book. She's like, oh, it's got to be great. No, she's like, it's so good. Read it. And he read it, and he got it published. And if you actually go on Audible, it's the professor who helped get it made reads it. Unfortunately, he kind of takes back because he has no comedic timing. But if you read that book and you make the lead guy sound like Stewie from Family Guy, it is the most entertaining book you'll ever read in your life.
What's it about?
Ari, I'm glad that Ari got a movie, and that makes me very happy. I also have a big announcement. Something that I've been working on, and look at this. I drew a picture of a doggy.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, I drew a doggy picture.
I wish I could be there for Skype right now.
Dude, you're missing it.
How is it?
It's a real big dog with a big-ass dick.
It's like Happy
Tree. Hey, Sam, what kind of dog is it?
It looks like a York Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. It's a doggy, and he likes to play with stuff.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Good job, Tebow. Everybody's doing so well. Everybody's doing so well.
I'm also in Hollywood.
I'm so happy for you.
Did you guys talk about two things? One, the fact that the Yankees are in first place right now in the AL East, which is amazing.
We haven't gotten into baseball. We're just now starting playoffs, but
It's too early, but I just wanted to mention it. And two, you guys must have talked about John Jones. Am I right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But what a retard he is.
What's your take on all that, Ari?
My take is, this is one of those things you might go to jail for, you know, where you can't, like, rehab it away. Like, this might be one of those things where it's like, the law's the law, and
Do you think he should be stripped of his belt? That's something we were discussing.
If you can't fight for a year because he's in prison, then I say, yeah, interim title. Sure, it's just like you're injured for a year.
Oh,
half,
dude,
you know?
If you go to jail, it's not the interim. You are stripped of your belt, and then if you come back and you want to fight some more.
Unless you did something in the octagon, then no. You won that belt in the octagon. You get to keep it.
Is there any chance UFC lets a guy keep his belt in jail? Let me ask you something.
Take away a Super Bowl ring if you got caught with an underage girl?
Yeah. They don't take away your Super Bowl ring because the next year you're playing for a new ring. It's the same belt.
Interim belts. It's people have been injured for a year. They don't take away their belts.
You know, but even in boxing, they stripped, you know, Jermaine Taylor?
Yeah.
He had won a middleweight title?
Yeah.
He went fucking nuts. They stripped him of his belt because he's like, now he's having a head examined.
Okay, Mayweather went to jail and they didn't strip him of his belt.
He's only
in jail for 90 days.
Yeah. This is a year.
So tell me the exact time limit they should to make it where you don't get
because
your belt
one boxing is different than UFC.
Well, boxing's UFC not, yeah, UFC's regulated.
Is a regulated sanctioned body that is like trying to be the NFL. It's a totally different thing. There's no way. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't think legally Dana White will be able to strip up his belt. I just don't think he should.
They can strip him.
If he would ask me, Ari, what's your opinion? No. That guy won that belt and no one's beaten him. You don't take away a belt like that.
Ari.
There's no legalese involved. It's their organization. They can do whatever they want.
They gave a belt to Ronda without her
even
fighting.
If you have my opinion, I'd say, please don't do that.
Remember,
he can take
her
away without even a trial if he wanted to. You can just say he's no longer in our organization.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do that to Jose Aldo right now if he wanted to.
Right.
We're not talking about that. Whether I think he should. I don't think he should.
But don't you think he should be disciplined?
As a stoner, what do you think about him coming back to the scene of the crime, grabbing all of his cash, but leaving his weed in the car, thusly getting him in trouble for pot?
Yeah. It's like that glove compartment shit, man. You don't think about it. It's there all the time for traffic. And you just don't think about it. And then you're like, what, weed? Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. Come on. It's like when you get caught, you know, you kidnap somebody, and you're like, okay, whatever, that's a crime. You're like, oh, you went across state lines. Like, state lines? We're in the county right next to the state border. I just went, like, 20 minutes away.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things you just don't even think about.
I just think...
he's not even embarrassed to the stoner community. I honestly think it's just some... to me, it's like more props. Like, he didn't even have it out in the console. He had it in the glove compartment, which means he was a fucking regular stoner. That's what we all do.
I actually have
no idea where they found the weed.
He is... I can't believe that he's a month out and this shit's going down. It's just crazy, dude. A month out from one of his... I think they're going to find a way to give it to Daniel Cormier. I think he's going to try to find a way to get Daniel Cormier to fight Anthony Johnson, which would be a great fucking fight.
Yeah.
I think they should strip him of his belt.
Daniel Cormier lost easily in that fight. I don't see him getting like an interim shot at all. I can see him getting this fight if the other guy wants it.
Dude,
what
about when hold on. We have to be out by... Okay. All right. Yeah.
But there's already another title fight on this card. So it's not like the card's going to be dead because of this.
There's a couple great fights on this card. I think Cormier gets to... I'm telling you, I think Cormier gets to call.
Hey, Sam.
Let's see who steps in last minute. Maybe Chael Sonnen.
And that'd be hilarious.
Chael Sonnen saying this fight was not going to happen. It was like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
He was like, mark my words, it ain't happening.
Wow.
Yeah, he's saying that on Reddit, I think.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, but I don't know if he was answering it ain't going to happen. Because the guy asked him, like, do you think that Johnson is going to beat... John Jones, and he said it ain't gonna happen.
Why do you think
he said that? I think people read into that going the fight's not gonna happen, or he's not gonna beat him.
Oh.
I think he said the fight's not gonna happen. Like he thinks John Jones would pull out. That's why.
That's what the headline. That's what the headline said, which led me to believe that. But then I read the transcript, and I'm like, he could easily be saying it ain't gonna happen, meaning Johnson beating him.
Yeah.
We all know one thing: John Jones is a young black guy. He doesn't pull out.
Yay!
Right.
So let's get to. Can we get to some? We got 15 minutes left. We got 30
minutes. Hey, I want to give a shout out real quick to the New Orleans Pelicans on a wonderful season.
Yeah, you guys should feel good. You guys should feel
good. Three and a half games out to two teams with like 2 weeks left, and we overcame them both and made that final spot. And I think they're playing like men. And that game three collapse was ridiculous. Up fucking 16 with 6 minutes left, but we're playing a great team. And Steph Curry was fucking unbelievable. Plus, he got fouled on the last shot.
Oh, unbelievable! That Steph Curry shot is the same shot is like up there with the Michael Jordan double pump on Craig Elo against the Cavs, which is like.
I mean, if they missed it, get the offensive rebound. But why are you even letting that guy shoot? It's once he's in range, once he's within 3 feet of the 3-pointer. When you're up three with 12 seconds left, you just foul him.
Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do.
Just foul.
Do you think they keep the coach, Ari? Do you think they keep the coach of the Pelicans?
Yeah, they got him to play. Absolutely. It was a terrible game three, and I think that was the coach's fault. But I don't think it's his fault enough to not hire him back. He got him to the playoffs for the first time in 4 years with Anthony Davis and very little else.
He's learning how to shoot threes now. He's focusing on his 3-point shooting.
I think he's going to be deadly when he does that.
You're
and
never
going
to be able to stop him. Ever. No. 7-footer that could do everything. That is going to be one of the greatest players to ever play the game. I mean, if he's not the number one player in the NBA, I don't know who is. What?
Yeah. The GM is a problem because they get Omar Asik or all that fucking those garbage people. They trade away all these picks to like fill in guys. And so now Houston has their picks, and it's like, oh, guys, come on. We need to surround them with somebody.
I think Cole's a good pickup. He has a finals experience. He's a good backup. Drew Holiday got hurt. I think Eric Gordon's a guy you got to get move on. and move Tariq Evans to the two and then get a better scoring forward. And then you got a nasty team because you don't want Anthony Davis playing center because that's a lot of wear and tear. You want him as a power forward. And just see the kind of you see the damage.
Plus, the cool thing is he's only 3 years into the league. Yeah. He is getting better.
Oh yeah, he's only 22.
They are now.
He's going to sign a 5-year, $140 million.
Wow,
it's unbelievable.
They're going to give him the max. I love ahead of time before he even gets to free agency. Like give him the max extension right now.
He should sign a 2-year and wait because they think in 3 years, man, that the NBA salary cap will be $100 million.
Yeah, he should do that, but
and
at the same time,
14
like,
guys
if you take 140 right now, 140 right now, and give up the chance to get 190, I'd maybe take that.
Well, yeah. I mean, he is injury prone.
A career-ending injury, which you know he's worried about. You know he's worried about a career ender.
Yeah.
That guy's big
I would take it, too. You're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. I don't know. The East is going to be crazy. I mean, the Bulls have lost two games to Milwaukee in a row. Milwaukee is what the future of the NBA is like. Almost everybody on that team is 6'9 to 7 foot. I mean, they're all huge.
Not bad, man.
They all who their scoring forward is a 7-footer, the Greek freak. Everybody on that team can handle the ball. That's what the NBA is going to be. You're going to have 5 7-footers who can play all five positions and have handles, and it's going to be nasty. And as great as Derrick Rose was, and I wonder if Tom Thibodeau overplayed Derrick Rose for 48 minutes in that one game because he hasn't had a good game since. And you might have overplayed them. And you might see Milwaukee. If Milwaukee wins, they go back to Milwaukee for game 6. And if Milwaukee can get that game 3-3, Chicago's in trouble. Because they got everything to lose, and Milwaukee has nothing to lose. That would be insane, dude. And Tom Thibodeau would be out without a doubt. He's already going to be out unless they go all the way to the finals. I think they're going to get rid of him.
Chicago wins that series.
I don't know, dude. Milwaukee, dude.
Bag of bets?
No, I'm not going to bag of bets. You're taking from they only have to win one game. It doesn't make bag of bets.
Well, all I said was I think they win that series, and you said you don't know. That's not a crazy thing to say bag of bets to.
Yeah, it is. It's a retarded thing to go bag of bets to. It's really
when I say they're going to win the series, and you say I don't know, that sounds like we don't agree.
Yeah, but then you're taking a really, like, you're taking a everything's in your fucking favor.
Then why is it a dumb bet for me to make? It's a dumb bet for you to make.
Yeah, well, it's a dumb bet for you to fucking make the bet, even to fucking suggest it. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think that it is at all.
It is. Don't make me mute you. I will mute you.
What you mean is Chicago's going to win the series.
No, I'm saying most likely Chicago's going to win the series, but you never know. And you want to make a bet on you never know.
I agree with Sam here.
Thank
you. I agree with Sam. He's not really saying they're going to win. He's saying they're probably not going to win, but he gives them more of a chance than people do.
Yes. Thank you. Ari, who knew? You know your shit's crazy when Ari's the voice of reason.
Shit.
Now, Ari, you guys won.
I like how Tebow lays down at that point. Goes, all right, if you're going to say them, then it must be.
Your Wizards? I don't know. Are they your Wizards? You're a Pelicans guy. But the Wizards.
I'm a Bullet sympathizer for sure. I'm a Bullet sympathizer. Absolutely.
Walk through Toronto. Go in the second round. They're going to see Atlanta or the Nets. They could make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Dude, either one of those teams are almost an easy victory. Either one of those teams, I think Washington will beat.
Yeah.
Either one.
They just have a better player
in
John Wall.
Now they're going at least 6. It's like they're not going to be like healthy or rested or anything.
Yeah,
I think the series is even. Either one of those guys.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Now in the West, I mean, shit's looking like it's going. I mean, dude, I'm sorry, but
the Clippers Spurs is turning into a series. You see what Chris Paul said, my boy? They're like, okay, now it's it's 2-2. You're going home. Do you see that as an advantage? He goes, oh, no, man, this team that we're playing, they don't care about home or away. They're just going to bring their game.
I think the Clippers win the next two. That's my opinion. I think they win the next two.
Wow, what an interesting, what crazy call from Sam Tripoli. Clippers win two in a row. I hope they do. I'm rooting for the Clippers.
But it's tough
to get the Spurs.
If they lose tonight, I don't think that they will. If they lose tonight, I think it's over.
I think they clicked in.
I think so, too. I think the Spurs finished at home, and if they don't, they can still finish in L.A.
So
if
you
the Clippers
think
the, win tonight.
You think the Spurs are winning the series?
No. I said if the Clippers lose tonight, they're done.
Over.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Clippers are winning tonight, and they're winning the next one. And I'm not saying that because I'm a homer. I'm just saying.
I think the Clippers win the
not
series.
Not just because they're a homer.
I think the Clippers win the series, but not if they. I think tonight is the swing game.
All right. So what about Golden State is going to be at Memphis? Didn't finish them off because Conley got hurt. So now the series is 3-1 going back to Memphis against Portland Trail Blazers. I think they close it out.
Yeah, me too.
But
me too. I'm surprised they were even playing this close, to be honest.
Yeah, without Conley, though, they're in trouble against Golden State. I don't think anyone's got a chance against Golden State until the Clippers meet them in the Western Conference Finals.
I think the teams that have a chance against Golden State are the Spurs, the Clippers, and if they can get it together, Houston.
I think Houston loses to whoever wins the Clippers-Spurs thing. I think I just don't think Houston's as that strong. I think if Harden has a game off, the team just crumbles. But,
absolutely,
you know, Josh Wolf is playing way better. He's kind of gotten into this kind of facilitator role where he's, like, putting up alley-oops for, you know, everybody on the team. So I think Houston's good, but I think they're going to struggle in the next round. I think they're going to get whooped. I think whoever wins this Spurs-Clippers series plays Golden State in the second round, in the Western Conference Finals. And then the key is with Curry is to hit him. I don't know why nobody hits this guy.
Nobody hits him.
Hit
why
him.
Do finger rolls? Maybe fucking throw him to the ground and go, oops.
Make him flavor. Drive and hit him.
Just I hate like, that yeah. guy.
Just like I love Curry.
He's
I mean,
so smooth, man. He's
Curry.
So fucking smooth.
I'd love John Jones to be his chauffeur to the games.
And I love how much he's enjoying playing the game. I mean, that guy's smiling all the time.
Yeah, he's it's real fun to watch. I mean, this is.
It really is fun to watch. He really is fun to watch.
I mean, if they win this championship, you could see the beginning of a dynasty, of a nice, like, Bulls run with these guys, which would be disgusting to me. I hate the Warriors. I hate all the white guys on the Warriors. I just really like Stephen Curry.
Including Steph Curry.
No, I hate half of Steph Curry. I hate half of Steph Curry.
Let's give it up first picture.
I think this is going to be interesting, man. I think the next round, I hope the Grizzlies really rough up. That's the whole thing, man. It's different when you play a team once and move on. When you got to play then night after night, there's adjustments made. They start seeing tendencies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they could start exploiting
who's the
things.
Seed?
What?
Who's a three seed right now?
The Clippers.
Clippers.
Yeah, Spurs.
No, the Clippers
six.
Are. Oh, yeah, yeah. Who's a two seed? Excuse me.
Houston.
Rockets.
Houston. Okay,
yeah.
So they'd play the Rockets in the next round.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it should have been.
The playoffs, man, are good this year. That's a good. The West, really, is good this year. And then the East will give you a competitor. Either Cleveland. I don't think the Wizards will beat whoever's in the West. But either Cleveland. I mean, it's Cleveland is who everybody wants.
Cleveland's
to
in trouble, dude. Not having Kevin Love is a big, big.
They don't know. They don't know how long he's out. They don't know how long he's out.
He's out for the series.
He's out the rest of the series.
Well, the next series doesn't matter. They'll win the series. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
The next series, honestly, he can sit out the next series, and they'll still be okay.
I don't know, man. Chicago could be a little better than people think in that series.
I think Cleveland will still beat Chicago without Kevin Love, and then they need him back for the Eastern Finals.
And they would take probably – I think you're going to see the Wizards in the conference finals. I think you're going to see the Wizards versus either Chicago or Cleveland.
That. I would love that. You know what I said for the longest time? It's like, I will not stop calling them the Bullets until they make it out of the second round.
Oh, so if they make it to the conference finals, you will now refer to them as the Wizards.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's what I always said, but I guess we'll see.
What do you think would get the highest ratings for the finals, for the NBA finals? Which two teams would get? Cleveland and who?
Cleveland versus Warriors.
Warriors?
Would get so the highest.
Warriors, you think so?
Yeah,
I think the Clippers would be in pretty high ratings.
The Clippers would be good.
Blake Griffin versus LeBron.
I think the Spurs have the stars too. People like the Spurs; they've been around.
San Antonio is a small market, and everyone's sick of them.
It would go Warriors because of their style of play, then Clippers because of L.A., and versus the Cavs. Yeah. Now, if Chicago makes it, that's if Chicago makes it, then the ratings are huge. Because what we know about Chicago, whether it's basketball or hockey, that's all, they'll just watch it.
Right.
Or football.
It's because they don't take care of their kids. It's all the black people abandon their children. So they have time to watch
sports. Just when we
thought
Tebow was getting crazy, here comes Ari with some amazing racist shit.
I'm not getting crazy. No, I'm just saying that Jesus Christ can suck my dick. What's crazy about that?
I'm just saying they like their sports. That's
Ari
all.
Bunker.
Ari Bunker. That is.
They're glad they're looking up for television.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, Boston during the World Series, they said 98% of the households in Boston were watching the World Series. And Chicago, when they, Chicago had a huge number for the Stanley Cup, for when the Blackhawks made the Stanley Cup.
Dude, could you imagine if the Cubs went to the World Series, how many TVs would be watching that in Chicago?
It'd be crazy. But what if the Bulls made it to the NBA Finals? That'd be huge too, right?
That'd be huge. They really do have a chance.
What is Chicago, a Bears town, a Bulls town, or a Cubs town?
The hardest ticket to get in town is Blackhawks.
Oh, really?
Yep. I think they're Blackhawks and Bears, and then Bulls, and then Cubs and Sox.
I think
it might be the hardest ticket to get is Blackhawks. I think it might be the hardest ticket to get, but I think most people, if you're like, who are you rooting for? Like, housewives, everybody, they're like the Bears.
What is the reason why the Knicks haven't had a good team in decades? I mean, it's a huge market in New York. What is it, management?
Well, ownership has been, the guy's an idiot. And, you know, for the longest time, the Knicks tried to do what the Yankees did, which was buy every great player.
Right.
And you can't do that in basketball. Mm-hmm. It's all about chemistry.
Well, salary cap, too.
Yeah, and the salary cap.
You don't have to deal with that in baseball. Salary cap, like, you sign Alan Houston, that means you're not signing another guy.
Guaranteed contracts have ruined the NBA.
Dude, it's hilarious living in New York and seeing all these Knicks fans. And then you realize it's been over 20 years since they even made the Eastern Finals. And you're like,
it's such a big
market. You guys are still, like, rooting for your team. You're one of the worst teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
And you're still rooting for your team, like, they're meaningful.
Well,
you guys haven't been a competitor since I was fucking
in college. That's the way the Clippers were before.
I like that, though. I like a loyal fan base through the good and the bad.
Oh, yeah. Yep. True, but it's fun to say, fuck you guys.
Absolutely. I agree with that as well.
While somebody just...
Still fuck you.
Guy Brandon Lee on Twitter just said that the Cavs GM says Kevin Love's season is over. Oof.
Oh.
That would be a really big blow.
Yeah. I'm in.
What do you mean you're in for a big blow?
There's a lot of Bulls fans that are probably pretty happy to hear that.
Oh, man. LeBron,
and
that's why
I said
before.
I opens the door for Washington and for Washington Chicago. And Chicago.
Sure does.
I got so much shit on this podcast for saying one of the reasons I love LeBron James is for the chosen one, it never works out just the way he wants to. Kobe, Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter. You can go through all these guys who are the chosen ones, and it always worked out for them. LeBron James is the one guy that he has to fight for every fucking little thing he gets. Anytime he gets a championship, it follows a year after some stunning loss that just, like, knocks him down a couple pegs.
Right.
And
but it's also, like, you look at Kobe, he goes to a winner. You look at Jeter, he goes to a winner. LeBron has just been, like, out the gate. Both of those teams were winning teams that moved up to draft their franchise player.
Exactly. Kobe didn't have any problems. He joined Shaquille O'Neal in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you know, it's like, except for the ring.
For making great moves.
Yeah.
Besides the ring.
You know, Pau Gasol. MVP. It's like, it ain't Kobe doing that. What's his name? Been doing that by himself.
He reminds me so much of every one of my friends in Los Angeles who has to they have to fight for every little thing they fucking get. Yeah. And how many
uphill every fucking day. It's uphill every day.
And that's LeBron James. And people could say whatever the fuck they want. And they're like, oh, dude, you're just drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm like, I'm not, dude. I'm fucking not. It's just like, dude, this Kevin Love thing. And then.
Ooh, you have any Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
I heard LeBron's dick has a sleeve tattoo on it.
Oh, God.
I heard LeBron's dick tastes like pineapple and fucking watermelon.
So, I would love to find out, dude. I bet that thing's delicious.
Have you seen Schumer lately, Ari?
No, I have not.
She hasn't been at the cellar?
Speaking of black dicks.
Now, that girl's fire right now. There's no, but, man, that new movie, it's going to
come out. LeBron was in her movie.
Yeah, I heard stories, too. I've heard some stories about the whole thing that went down. So.
What'd you hear?
You think they did it?
I think he wanted to. I think he wanted to hit that.
Why not?
Wait a minute. Wait. Breaking news here. A black guy wanted to fuck a fat white chick?
Yeah.
I can't believe this shit.
Yeah. She got thick, too.
Damn.
I've watched a couple of her sketches. Like, whoa. She's not thick. She's getting chunky.
She's eating that rich pizza.
I like it, though. I like fat chicks.
I like it, too. Honestly, Schumer really stepped up with her fucking sketch show.
Smooth fat.
You liked it this year?
I didn't see it this year, but I mean, just the first year, I was like, wow, this is actually
legit. It's really hard to follow the Nick Kroll show. That show is such a next.
Yeah.
Dude, sketches are just, they're all like mini movies now. They're not just like.
Yeah, they're so out there.
And that's what, like, Saturday Night Live's problem is. It's like, oh, you have somebody on a stage acting something out. Whereas each sketch now is its own universe on Comedy Central.
Right, like the Long Island Boys did. They're like, why are we doing this from the live audience? Let's just shoot some shit. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think,
nobody starts on sketch comedy stages anymore.
Yeah.
There's a few people. But really, to get notoriety, it's from doing videos, doing sketches on YouTube.
Yeah. I just think I've just realized that's what I got to start doing is shooting some videos on YouTube. I've been very resistant. Like, everybody's periscoping now. And, like, you'll be talking to somebody, someone walk up and be like, periscope. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, periscope. I'm like, you can't just walk up on somebody and live stream them. You got to ask them if you can do it, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Periscope
is a Twitter app now where it's like you stream for your phone.
Yeah, you can live stream your phone.
Everything.
Oh.
It's the new thing. So everybody's periscoping.
Yeah, it'll be like fucking.
I should periscope this doggy that I drew.
Yeah, you should. But now it's
just. Tell us more about this doggy, Tebow. I'm interested in this doggy.
Cool, I'll show it to the guys.
Hear
right
about
now. It looks like this. Look, I have a doggy. Ruff, 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 ruff. I like sports.
You're so retarded, dude. You're so fucking retarded.
Dude, what about the NFL draft this weekend?
Yeah, let's get into that real quick. We got 5 minutes left. Let's get into that.
I'm going Friday and Saturday, so I'll be there for rounds 2 to 7. So I'm going to try to get some good videos and interviews and shit like that with players for the website.
Wow. Yeah.
Who do the Raiders take?
Probably Cooper or White. I think you guys get a wide receiver.
Even if Williams is available?
Some highs in the winter that's not good enough to play in the NFL.
No, we didn't.
That's what the Raiders always do.
Yeah, they do.
You're talking about Williams, the defensive tackle for the USC? He ain't going to be around that late. I think he does.
Who takes him? Jags?
Jags, probably.
Because that's the only one.
I think the Cowboys are going to take Helen Gurley Brown.
You think Gurley?
Yeah.
I think that'd be amazing if they took Gurley, dude. That would be amazing. Cowboys? Oh, that guy with that line would be disgusting.
I agree.
Any trade-ups, guys? You think there are going to be any trade-ups?
I think there's going to be a lot of first-round trades.
Got to be.
My prediction is that there will be a trade-up.
I think there's going to be more than one.
Where, to Tennessee at number two?
It's going to be all over the place. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are trying to move up, and a lot of teams right now are talking about going up and down. So. I think I can see the Falcons moving up for Fowler, the defensive end from Florida. I can see the Eagles doing anything they can to get their hands on Mariota.
But, I mean, when they'd have to give up their whole draft. Is that worth it when you trade away everybody?
You don't have to give up your whole draft. You have to give up your first pick. You have to give somebody Sam Bradford.
You have to give your first pick
next year.
Yeah. No.
The problem with Bradford is he is only signed for one more year, and he hasn't agreed to sign with anybody. But if I'm Bradford, anybody wants me to sign an extension, I'm signing that extension. As much as
Bradford,
I get fucking hurt.
Bradford's overrated.
He is overrated.
Yeah. Well, he just can't stay healthy. I mean, I think he's a competent quarterback when he can be, but he just can't stay healthy.
Right.
I mean, he's played. In the last 2 years, he's played 7 more NFL games than Tripoli has.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where do you think I go in this draft?
probably, I mean, Washington Generals, late ninth round, tenth round.
Perfect.
I gotta be honest, Sam, I think this is the year your dream dies.
What? It's over?
I think so, man. It's just, you know, 43 is coming in soon. And
I don't know. You give him two more years of eating and naps. He could easily go for, like, left tackle.
I know. I get it. I'm fat. I get it. Thank you.
He could easily go for seconds.
Thank you. All right, where are you this weekend?
I'm going to be in bank.
Nice, asshole. Sammy.
You can kiss
him. Hits him up hard with dates out the gates.
I fucking hate him. No, I love him. I love him to death.
Really threw him under the bus.
Well, guys, Daryl, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
For being part of this big. Hey, the Mexican wants to shake your hand.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you, Frank, where can they find you?
Roast Battles Tuesday, and I'm actually doing the Brea Improv Friday.
With who?
Steve Trevino. I'm doing some guest spots.
I love Steve Trevino.
He's the best, man.
What do you, Daryl, where can they find you?
Go to darylbefunny.com, Daryl with two R's and two L's, and I'm at darylbefunny on Twitter.
Okay. Guys, thanks for tuning in. We got some writers. Bet DSI, make the whole week of doing some great writing, some great betting. Go to betdsi.com. We'll make it happen. And Tebow, anything?
May 8th and 9th, I'll be at the Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria, Illinois with Sarah Tiana. And June 2nd, I'll be at the Up Comedy Club in Chicago with Al Madrigal.
All right, dude.
Can I mention one? Sam, yeah. Can I mention my podcast, too, Knuckles and Chuckles? It's available on iTunes.
Okay, yeah. Knuckles and Chuckles. Yeah. Check it out, guys. Thanks, everybody, for the support. We love to hear your feedback. If you want to do anything, you want to write for us, hit me up on Twitter. We'd love to have you write. We'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Have a great week, everybody.
Talk it.
Bye.
Later.